Okay, I want to finish out this section asking Mary, I love the thing ASCA has been doing the last couple of years, the poster session with ongoing clinical trials. It's just really great. We always like to talk about ongoing trials in our work. And Mario, we wanted you to talk about a couple of the trials that were profiled, including one that you presented related to chemo and cabazitaxel. Can you talk about that?
So in the further development of cabazitaxel, the one trial that makes a great deal of sense is to assess the role of cabazitaxel versus docetaxel in the first line treatment, if they're different taxanes. The second trial is a trial that was actually quote unquote mandated by the Food and Drug Administration. And the company looked at the, because of the incidence of neutropenic fever, a little higher than the historical data with docetaxel, even though those patients were different. They had received a lot more radiation therapy. Many of them received more chemotherapy, and it's only natural to assume a lot of those had more extent of disease and were at higher risk for developing neutropenia or bone marrow suppression. And looking at the 20 milligram, those patients were treated at 20 milligram per meter square, suggesting their tolerance was a lot better. But the efficacy data was not so clear. The FDA mandated them to actually evaluate the 20 versus 25 milligrams per meter square, and that's the Proselica trial. And the Proselica trial is a non-inferiority trial in which patients are randomized to receive the 25 milligram per meter square versus 20 milligram per meter square. One can use growth factors using the ASCO guideline for use of growth factors. So this is the trial is ongoing. It's also accruing quite well, which they probably have close to 700 patients now. So they're close to finishing that. So, and I am the PI for the second one, even though my first comment on whether one should compare 20 to 25 milligrams per meter square to the company was, I think you should sue the FDA. And I ended up being one of the PIs on this.
Interesting.